Hello again, and thank you so much for joining us for our penultimate episode of Chill. This is Tawny Thompson.
As well as Tony Cheek.
We are coming at you from the Theater of the Mind Players.
Theater of the Mind Players is a live streaming gaming group based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So if you want the full experience, please feel free to visit us on YouTube or join us live on Twitch.
This time around, Rob did a pretty great job of explaining the game while we were live streaming, so we're going to go ahead and let him give that to you, and we won't bore y'all with it now. So please enjoy our penultimate episode of Chill.
Welcome back, everyone, to the final chapter of our special Halloween edition of Chill that we are broadcasting both on my Twitch channel and being hosted by our friends at Geek and Sundry for a little bit of a Halloween live programming. We'd like to thank everyone for coming to check out our live stream, and we hope that we see you for our next one, which we'll talk about after I get done scaring the crap out of everybody here. We also would like to thank our sponsors, Growling Door Games, who are the publishers of Chill 3rd Edition. They have been wonderful to work with and to provide us with books so everybody could be familiar with the game. If you haven't seen
do some ASMR taps.
If you want to pick up a copy of Chill, we ask we want you to pick it up at Indie Press Revolution. That's where the main book is available, as well as the expansion books of Save and Monsters, both of which are very excellent. The most recent book, Undead, is going to be released in PDF format this coming week. You can find that on Drive-Thru RPG, and that features a section written by this guy. I wrote about the Unbidden, who are basically the unknown possesses somebody long term and is just there to use that body to mess with people, as opposed to like a short term, like, oh, I'm a zombie. Like, these are the ones that are more lich like in sort of their application.
You wrote about me?
I kind of did, but for a different book.
What?
We'll talk later. And
news.
Growling Door Games is also doing a Kickstarter for a game called Jack's Trick, which is a short game where you play as kids who are trying to fight a malicious spirit on or around Halloween. So it continues the sort of spooky nature of Chill, but it's also a much shorter Kickstarter that's going to launch on Halloween, so if you want to back it, please check out Jack's Trick from Growling Door Games coming up starting on Halloween. Thank you once again, Growling Door. We've loved playing
you.
Your
this
game.
Thank you. It's been awesome.
And maybe we'll see you again down the road. All right. So, when we last left our envoys, they were finally on their way to
on the creepy clown boat.
On the creepy clown boat, on their way to Con Evil Island, and to potentially stop the ghost that they encountered in Lake Delton that had taken the life of the last survivor of the original accident that destroyed the original Carnival Island, but the envoys were able to save Captain Willie's granddaughter, Carla, who had proven to be a friendly ear during the investigation. So, they are now on the creepy clown boat has just docked, and because of their connections to Scarica, a YouTube star that has a following of people that, you know, kind of like the sort of half-serious, half-not-serious, spooky stuff, they've got an early ticket into the island before it opens to the general public at midnight. The bad news is that they arrive on the island just just about when the sun has gone down. Because oftentimes in these investigations, people are always like, well, why don't the vampire hunters just show up at noon? Like, and, you know.
Not thematic.
Yeah. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't.
Sometimes you gotta shoot a water demon.
Right. I mean, that takes precedence. So, you make your way through the haunted boathouse. Into the park as a lot of the exhibitions and things are already firing up, and you've got this sort of weird cacophony of carnival music and spooky laughs, and like there are whispers, you know, being piped in through the park, like, mm-hmm. come play with us, and things like that.
I am unsettled.
and truth be told, if you weren't able to sense the unknown, you would have a hard time figuring out, like, what is here for the park versus what is here for not the park. Because the fact that you know that there are ghosts makes it a little harder to differentiate, you know, what is here for your mission and what is here to scare tourists and their money to be parted. Mm-hmm. So, you arrive as part of a Scarica's entourage, and she runs into, you know, some handlers and things like that, and she tells them, you know, she talks to the handlers and says, so these are my people, these are the location scouts. What they're going to do is, while I'm, spiritually preparing for my role, I want them, kind of okay. Sorry, I just had a moment of oh crap. I know who I would cast in this. Jamila Jamil Tahani from the Good Place.
Like, I love her.
Her gothed up a little bit. Yeah, that would be it.
I haven't yet watched The Good Place.
Oh, she's lovely, and you should follow her on Twitter because she is a tough ass bee. Like,
yeah, she's amazing.
I'm always here for those.
So I don't need to be bothered by these things, but that's why I have these people to be bothered for me. So if you could give them a map or something, what they're going to do is they're going to go around your little treehouse of horror, and they're going to find out what the best locations for me to do my live shots. So we'll be able to live broadcast once we start at midnight. Does that sound all right to you? And they're like, yes, of course, Garrick. And he's like, excellent, never talk to me again. And as they press, you know, the map to the thing into your hands, and Scarica says, "All right, well, I've gotten you as far as I can."
Thank you, Scarica.
Watch out for anyone that seems extra thirsty
or damp.
You'd be surprised how often I run into both of those in my line of work.
Yeah, not
I'm
really.
Not surprised at all.
All right. So,
do you have like an accessibility scooter for this carnival? Because I'm trying to figure out how well Sarah is going to be able to walk around a giant.
Oh, it's not that big.
Okay.
Like, I'm like, just checking. It's not like Disneyland size. Like,
it's a fair question.
She's
though.
Tired all the time.
Like, it's probably like State Fair Park sized. Like,
okay. It's still
fairly big, but it isn't going to necessarily matter.
If we have to start running like across the park, you guys might have to help me.
So out. There I mean, are.
If she weighs like 90 pounds, I'll just go whoop.
Oh, that's fair. There we go. Thank you, Andre the Giant.
So the main locations around the park are the Ringmaster's Manor, the Murder Go Round.
Great.
The Rickety Witch of the Midwest.
How dare you write that about me?
Why is it always about you? The Shocktopus.
Oh, that's a different kind of stream. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
That one about you, I'm not that surprised about.
I didn't even say it was about me. Thank you for making assumptions.
It's probably pretty accurate, though.
Then there is the Midway from Hell.
Oh, God.
The Atrocity Exhibition.
Midway from Hell?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Atrocity Exhibition.
The Midway from Hell, the Atrocity Exhibition. Sorry, he's got a little mixed up. The Lake Crystal Cruisers and the Scaris Wheel.
Which one of those sounds like they might have bar features?
The Lake Crystal Cruisers.
There could also be like a pond at the Ringmaster's Manor or something like that, like a fountain or like something.
I think the one with the lake and the name is probably our best bet.
Good. Which one's closer? I'm assuming we'll probably pass a couple of these on our way around. So
Like the Lake Crystal Cruisers is actually sort of in the center of the park. Okay. You're going to likely go past the Midway from Hell and the Atrocity Exhibition.
Okay. I say let's kind of glance at them as we go past, but start with the lake.
The Atrocity Exhibition could have some weird water torture items in it, too, if it is what I think it is.
We could sense the unknown there, and if there's nothing there, we could leave.
Yep. And I'll keep my keen sight out for anything with water.
And I've got Zisu, the beagle.
For water ghosts, if there's body parts in a jar, does that count?
For what? Like, what are you trying to do? The
exhibition.
Like for being buried in water.
Yeah. Like, if because they had the atrocity at the observatory, whatever it was.
It's, like, it's theoretically possible, but it is theoretically possible.
It's theoretically possible.
Possible?
You wouldn't say probable, but it is possible.
A.K.A.
Possible. Ah, Webster's Dictionary.
Okay, so you're heading to the Atrocity Exhibition?
Yeah. It's, if we're going to pass it anyways, and then make our way to the...
the lake.
Yeah. And as you... I forgot about...
Just try and throw in ASMR at any moment.
That's where it is. Okay. So the Atrocity Exhibition is clearly a classic sideshow side stage setup, complete with a Barker in a dark red velvet, ringmaster style uniform.
Ooh. So the workers are all here already?
A few of them are.
Okay.
That's bad. But is he like smoking? Is like not expecting anyone to be there?
Actually, when you arrive, he immediately launches into his ladies and gentlemen, boys and ghouls, one and all, you will want to make sure that the last thing that you ever see is our atrocity exhibition of beauties and beasts. And then he stops and he's like, "How was that?"
That was great. Pretty good. Definitely. Yeah,
it's good.
Well, I mean, so is Scarica going to shoot here?
That's what we're trying to find out. Yeah. Can you tell us? We're looking for a thing that might be like real creepy and like water based. Is there anything in here that like maybe
it's
a,
really
a
trending
body?
Right now.
Like, yeah, like. Like a body in water, or a body of water, or,
Well,
water, or
I know... Well, I know that, the Lake Crystal Cruisers, I mean, that's basically just,
No,
like,
I mean, like, in this particular exhibit, like, do you have any, like...
Water...
Pickled bodies?
What she's trying to say is water features.
Water features!
One of the magic acts is the escape, the onstage tank escape.
The Beyonce tank escape?
No, they put the magician
Houdini
in the tank.
Style.
Yeah, the Houdini style.
Gotcha.
Beyonce tank escape.
I think that's really it. I mean, we've got like a couple pickled punks and things like that, but I mean, you know, that's the kind of thing that you would expect. But, I mean, I can...
Maybe we should make this the closer.
Yeah.
Well, like, start off with the
There's also the burlesque act. I mean...
Oh, that's a good closer.
That would be a good closer.
Yeah.
Is there a food court?
If you go to the Midway from Hell, that's where we have all of our, like the chicken rings and all that stuff like that.
Nice.
And what were the other water feature things that you were talking about?
Well, I know. Well, Lake Crystal Cruisers is probably the biggest one. There might be one near Shoctopus.
Okay.
I mean, like, that's, like, evil zoo themed, so I'm assuming that maybe there's, like, zombie penguins or something.
Okay.
And, maybe I don't know. I, like, those are the main ones that I can think about.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, you cut our like entire walk around this park short. I appreciate it.
No, thanks. I just, you know, just make sure that, can I ask if, I mean, like, I really want to, you know, get like some stuff on my reel. So, you know, if you can make sure to get me,
we can try. Yeah, well, let's.
I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Anything to grease the wheels?
Bye. Sage, come on.
All right. And then we were going to walk past the Midway from Hell. Is that the other one? That we're walking past on the way to Lake Crystal Cruisers?
I think it was that. We were passing past this exhibition and Midway and then to Lake Crystal Cruisers, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
I'm going to get a funnel cake.
Are they open yet?
No, they're.
It's a Faust cake.
I'm gonna get me a Faust cake. A fast cake? Faust cake.
Faust cake. No, like I'm trying to Faust like cake. I'm trying to think what a spooky funnel cake would be in Faust cake.
I would say it'd be
snake.
A mummy.
A funnel snake.
It's a funnel snake. You're absolutely right.
That sounds like something you do in the bathroom.
Well, why not both?
We are going to the Shocktopus.
So yeah, I think you are able. So as I think you're ordering the funnel snake, and I think the people there are kind of like, well, they're with Sierica, so let's fire up the things and get
yeah, it. Like everyone you. I'd be like, okay,
you're that thick.
4 hours yeah. before. Yeah.
It's so good.
Spin this.
No. She will definitely let Sierica know how helpful you guys were. What can you like tell us? So we're looking for like water places with like water.
They give you the same answer. Okay. There's not one that's like, oh, we forgot about the Mystic Water Cavern that nobody knows about. Is
guys,
that
like,
important?
Yeah. Have you guys, like, so? Seen anything weird?
Well, do you want to know? Well, I don't know what I want to do with this.
Yeah, Cindy and Alex just kind of disappeared for a couple of hours. I don't know where they are. And they came back.
Like, speaking of funnel snakes.
their hair was really tousled, but, like, that's
Cindy
it.
Cindy says she had a crush on Jake, but then she started talking to Isaac.
The whitest names. Jake and Isaac.
And Cindy.
No, I think that's great. I think we have, like, a short montage of, what's the weirdest thing that you've seen here? And then it's all park gossip.
It's all, like,
I think, I'm pretty sure that the guy who runs the Shocktopus is high, like, 24/7, 365. Like, I don't think that they meant to build in a weed smell feature into that attraction, but it's there, okay? Can I have everybody give me a...
Creepy roll?
Yeah, creepy roll. perception check, please.
Is this via sight? Roll? Because I have a plus 15 on
yes.
that.
Yes.
Wait, what is this?
Okay.
Your perception.
I got a 13 on my 60.
Oh, bitch, I got a 6.
I got a 4.
Damn.
I rolled a 98.
Oh, boy.
Jordan
did
also rolled a 98.
It's okay. You guys just got distracted by something. You're like, really, Cindy and Alex?
No, you're probably like, you know,
eating funnel snakes.
Funnel snakes or creepy fog cotton candy. That's like a weird
chicken rings.
Saw like a creepy thing that was eerily reminiscent to another thing that we fought before.
Zombie burgers, you know.
Caterpillar baby.
That's a restaurant.
Yeah. I know, I've been there, yeah. It's great.
In Des Moines?
Yeah.
Oh, I we'll talk about that.
Yeah. As exciting as it would be for everybody at home to watch us talk about a restaurant in a city that is completely way the far away from us.
Hey, we almost role-played brunch.
I just thought of a new RPG game.
So, brunch. We go to... you make your way to Lake Crystal Cruisers and what it's basically a like a tiny lake setting, and there's like cabins on the that circle it, And then you see some of the employees testing out the bumper boats, except they're dressed like Freddy Krueger and Jason and Michael Myers. So they're, the idea is that you're being chased around bumper boats by the...
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I love bumper boats. Can we try?
I mean, I think if we're going to find a corpse, this is where it's at.
Should we sense the unknown?
Yes.
Okay, you can all roll for it, or somebody can just...
Remind me how... Do I already have that built in? Zisu helps me out.
Is...
Yes.
Has Zisu been here this entire time? I haven't heard you pet him
very
one
well
time.
Maybe, so.
How many what? I'm sorry.
Three!
Four!
Yay! I got a 21 on my 22.
I got an 85. Like, damn.
I got 80 once.
You have to be on my level.
I was wondering how deep the lake is.
Is it like a real
it's
lake?
Actually probably like
a foot.
Like
like
the
waist
bottom?
Deep.
Yeah, because okay. It's like a fake
but
lake.
But it is.
We should have brought waders.
Like it's not like plastic. Like it's actually murky and gross. Like
oh.
So
okay.
Three of you. So three of you sense the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely detect the unknown here. Well, wait. No, I'm sorry. You detect the unknown here. You detect the unknown watching you. A separate unknown.
Oh.
Oh, no.
There's multiple unknowns.
And
no.
You detect a third unknown.
Oh, God, Rob, you're going to murder us.
Don't worry. We don't know about it.
We're in three unknowns? Are you trying to kill us all?
At least. It's a season finale, baby.
It is.
That's how we roll.
Hey y'all!
So, just to give you a bit of direction, you sense like you feel that weird feeling of somebody watching you, and you look over towards the ringmaster's manor, mm-hmm. and you see a pair of burning eyes staring at you from the top window of it. Like, it's built up as this, you know, psycho house, spooky location. Whereas you hear animal noises. Like...
Shoctopus.
You hear animal noises, and you look at the Shoctopus, which is actually built around what looks to be the wreck of an old circus train.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a soundtrack that kind of plays as you walk past it of like animal noises and like shrieks and things. But then you start to hear words. Words like "help me." Words like "free me." Words like "it hurts so much." Why can't I be free? And you hear at Lake Crystal Cruises. For a second, there's a glint of something at the bottom of the very tiny lake.
It's the Sword of Gryffindor.
So you guys want to do some bumper boats?
Yeah.
That
actually looks
kind
of fun.
Guys, I feel it.
Can I, is there any way I could, recall my lore and see if I know of anything that has burning eyes?
Fire ghosts. Oh, we got water ghosts and fire ghosts. Well, we got earth and air ghosts, all the elementals here to party.
Welcome to the Ghostbenders.
Heart ghosts.
I think if you eat too many, fennel snakes, you have heart ghosts. at the very least, you know for certain that water ghosts don't have burning eyes.
Okay.
So it's definitely something else.
Yeah. Water ghosts isn't the only thing we're dealing with.
What do you mean?
There's something staring at me over in that ringmaster's manor.
You, none of you see it. And you're, it, you don't, when they look, it's gone.
Yeah. Oh, don't look, it's gone.
Oh, boy.
We also have a concern over by the Shocktopus. As hilarious as that name is, there are whispers.
Okay.
And I'm not crazy. All right.
I mean, you are, but
I,
you know,
they're saying things like "help me" and "free me," and it hurts.
I mean, it makes sense. A lot of people died here.
Yeah. Oh no.
I'm
are they currently
certain...
in burning purgatory?
Probably.
Oh boy.
For the last
odd, Jesus.
Odd years. Okay. Also, there is definitely a corpse at the bottom of this lake. It's like right there.
What did you? What did you see? It?
It's right there.
Do you see a corpse? I can't see no corpse.
It's, I felt it.
So, in conclusion...
Zisu knows.
Yes, let's go on the bumper boats.
Okay.
Anybody got, like, a net?
Did we bring a net, knowing that we were probably going to have to drop...
No, she's back on the boat. Thank you! Good night, everybody!
I was going to make the same joke. Oh, my God.
I was going to see if there's an employee.
I'm leaving.
I am upset. Oh, she's gone. She's gone.
I melted Tawny with that terrible dad joke.
On that. That was excellent.
That was the resident
dad.
Was
well
you're
done.
Probably allowed.
It was on the level of Ethan's wedding vows.
I am pleased.
Okay. Crit fail.
So who's grabbing that corpse?
Well, if no one else is gonna.
I'll drive you out there.
All right.
Roll. Grab that corpse! Grab that corpse!
So you're going up. You're going up to the attraction thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, so of course people are like, "Oh, are you the location scouts?"
Yes. We're checking out some features for Scarica. Like water stuff has been trending
like really
a little bit
right
recently. I don't know what it is about it.
It's just really
so
hot.
We definitely want her to
is
take something from here, but. Could we go out and just see if there's any good lighting angles?
Yeah, I think I could probably have, so they're not gonna call him Jason, because that would be, like, a licensing
Gabby, right?
thing. So, like, what's
Jackson
that?
Hockey mask.
Jackson, I like Jackson.
Jackson Machete.
And then Teddy.
Yeah, Jackson
Machete.
Well, let me get, hey, Jackson Machete, can you come back? And the guy in the hockey mask, you know,
Michelle.
Yeah.
Mayers.
Michelle Mayer. Yeah. It's like the, cause it's a Uhura mask folded backwards.
There you go.
Yeah, we can get Michelle and Jackson, to... the crowd is volunteering Tawny to.
Why?
Because
there was
fun.
Burning eyes in the. Never mind.
You go ahead and help Billy.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, I mean, you can go by yourself, really.
I'll go get
it's
that.
It's safer if both.
I'll go get
go.
That corpse, y'all. I got it.
So you.
You got this.
Shit.
You got this.
Okay. Yes.
You will have it.
I will have the corpse in my grasp. We will join forces as two corpses.
So the two of you are at the bumper boats. The two of you are going to the Ringmaster's Manor, or were you doing?
Are we split this
we
party.
We are not splitting the party.
Oh, so what's the plan here?
I guess I'm retrieving a corpse
so that we can take care of it properly.
Okay.
Here, I'll hold your hips.
Do we
while
have
you just...
a place to put a corpse?
You can get
no.
like a plastic. Well. I guess that all depends.
It's part of what I
let's
want
just get a whole bunch
for.
Of funnel snake wrappers.
Oh, no.
That's
sure
a respectful
one
barrier.
Respectful barrier.
Okay. So who's heading out on the boats?
I guess.
Okay.
Gotta give the people what they want.
You got this.
So the boats head out. And the guys on the boats are, you know, kind of talking about, like, yeah, it's actually a pretty good gig. All you got to do is run around and bump into tourists and, you know, occasionally you wiggle your knife at them or something. I mean, or I guess technically this is a machete, right? Because I'm Jackson Machete. Anyway, I don't know. these bastards are too cheap to pay for licensing fees, so what the hell do I care? But, so they... stop in the lane. What do you do? And it is cold. And Michelle Mayer, like, you know, flips up the thing and lights a cigarette and is like, okay, are you taking pictures? What's the deal here?
I'm going in.
Okay, cool.
Here, let me grab your hips. So you don't fall over.
Well, I figured, well, you can jump down into the water is like waist deep.
Okay.
Like, now that you're in the thing and kind of see, like.
So I'm not, like, diving.
No. You can.
Because I would go.
Yeah. Wasted! Yeah.
Okay. So I ploop in.
Sploosh!
Boy, that water is cold.
Your nipples look hard from here. Yeah.
And you also feel something crawling up your leg.
Oh, no.
And
should
maybe
we go
even
out?
Slowly wrapping around it. What do you do?
Yeah, we get into another boat and start headed out there.
We don't know what's going on.
Whoa. I know.
How's
I think
going
you guys
there?
Need to calm down.
How's it going in there?
I think I'm gonna do the Gene Wilder and Young Frankenstein and be like, get me out of here, get me the hell out of here.
I mean, all right, here we go.
Give me a strength check, please.
Oh,
there.
No.
Do you want to assist? Basically, you can make your own strength check.
Oh, okay.
But if you succeed, it gives Billy a plus 10. If you fail, it gives her a minus 10.
Well, let's go for it, because this is
so
a
hold
finale.
That thought. Roll it.
That is a 50 out of a 60.
Nice.
Okay, so you take a plus 10 to your roll.
Excellent. Which is not needed, because I got a 37 out of 50.
Okay.
But
27
out of 50.
27.
Well,
yeah.
Under
50.
Yeah.
Or 37
Woo!
Out of
60. So I just reach and I go, God damn, this water's cold.
Yeah.
Just like Dirty Dancing. Now
I've had the time of my life. And I've never felt this way before.
Never felt this way.
I swear.
And at some point, every episode becomes a musical episode with these guys.
Well, you're not Scarica, but the moonlight's hitting your face. Yeah.
Oh my god.
No, that's not what I want. I want to flip some chips here, but I
would
don't.
Would you be willing to put on a wig?
Oh, no.
I'm old Greg.
I'm old Greg.
Oh, no. We're showing how old we are.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah, us old 90s kids.
Yeah. Hey, the millennials are out there, like, eating Tide Pods, being crazy.
Are you technically millennials?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're on the tail end.
Yeah. I still, like... Yeah, I don't jive with the millennials very well. I don't get their
I think you're
lingo,
talking about Gen Z.
Gen Z.
Maybe.
Yeah. Gen Z is out there drinking Tide Pods. I'm just going to go home.
Oh, no. Oh.
What did you... What?
You have a chip.
Oh.
You get Nate, about knee... Like, he's at his knees in the water. Like, you get him about that much. And you see the water... just freeze and no
frostbite.
Oh boy.
And the entire pond.
Do we see that now?
Oh yeah, now you see that.
We can run on ice.
Well, shit.
That's
that wise?
Bad.
And do I have my shotgun with me?
Yeah.
I can break the ice with my shotgun.
Yes, put him out of his misery.
Shoot at his feet. It's nice knowing you, old boy.
You guys are super supportive. I love it.
You feel yourself being pulled downward.
I let it happen. No, I'm kidding.
Like you actually feel fingers on your ankles digging into your skin, pulling.
Let go! What the? I pull out my pistol and start shooting.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a
range weapon.
I'm gonna say. Minus 10.
Damn you.
Okay. It is...
Five
three evil...
Five.
Five light,
I'm good still.
What'd you get?
I got a 10 out of 55.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, minus 10, so out of 45.
Okay.
We've had no doubles yet.
Blim, 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 blim. And you're like, you're like, so you're letting him go to go grab your shotgun?
Oh, because if you were pulling him out.
I mean, can I keep one arm on him? And
nope, you gotta show. You gotta shoot shotgun or pull. Because now that, because he's shattered the
ice.
So
I can pull him out. I'm gonna pull him out.
Never let go, Jack.
Boom. You flop onto the bumper boat. And poor Jackson's machete is like, damn, that was hardcore, dude.
I just go like
off of him. And
what the hell happened down there?
Something started digging its fingers in my leg.
Let me take a look.
There is a skeletal hand.
Oh, no.
And that like runs to about here.
Attached to my leg.
Yes.
Oh,
so
no.
Go ahead and give me some trauma checks, please.
Oh, that's awful.
What's it on? What is it?
Under your willpower.
You just roll.
Oh, okay.
I got a 5 under my 60.
29 under 50.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Am I distressed?
No, both of you take 5. So distress is where you're at. To take 5 willpower, because...
Yeah, that's great.
We need to get the rest of the corpse out of there.
Yeah. So just put you down until it grabs you one more time.
Just go Nate fishing?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll do it. Will that work? Eventually it's going to run out of arms, though.
Is there any way to, like, take the gasoline from the bumper boats, pour it in the lake, and light the lake on fire?
I don't know what that
Why?
Would do.
Salt and burn.
Melt the
but
water.
We have to like
bury it.
Yeah, we have to.
We
do
can either destroy it or bury it.
Destroy it or bury it.
And I don't know how quickly that fire would
on ice.
And Jackson Machete's like, dang, they even put a skeleton in the lake. This place is pretty freaking cool, man.
Oh god.
Like, who's gonna see that?
So I just take the leg and I like set it aside because we need it.
The arm.
Yeah.
The arm.
Okay, can we just salt and burn the arm, or do we have to salt and burn the whole skeleton?
The whole thing. I don't think it's necessarily salt and burn. I think it's just destroy.
Yeah, well,
destroy
or proper
burial.
Yeah, proper burial.
I would
burial.
Prefer to properly bury them if we can. But
okay, who's got ideas for dragging the lake?
I mean, you could just use
Well, it's frozen.
Fishing.
Is it still frozen?
Or was it like a thin sheet?
Because
I would say we saw that.
Oh, no.
Happen.
Now it's back to normal.
Oh.
Like, you're like, as soon as you're like, hey, is the lake still it's completely back to normal.
Is there a groundskeeper with, like, a rake?
Yeah, because we...
Or a pond
ideally
skimmer?
Ideally, we could drag the lake.
Yeah.
So
y'all yell back at us, we need something to get the body out of the water.
Yeah
there's a guy, who's, there's a groundskeeper, though he's dressed in a, like a ringmaster costume, because why not?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Oh, you need something to skim the pond? Is that what you need?"
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and he gives you like one of those big like you know scoopy
cool.
nets. Yeah,
great.
That'll
great.
Do. So we go out there on another boat with the scoopy scoop
and try to scoopy
and
scoop.
Scoopy
and
scoop.
You
the
are able to dig
skeleton.
Out enough bones that you assume that you got like everything, like
right.
or at least enough that if you.
As a medical professional, I can count them.
Yeah, you get enough that you're like, okay, this like
that's pretty much
this
it.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
1, 2, Freddy's coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
Teddy's coming for you. We
yeah,
don't have
sorry,
a copyright.
Oh yeah, Teddy. Well, plus the song has to be slightly different, so it's like what.
We balance for a second on the internet.
Okay. 1, 2, da 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 do. Because it can't be the actual song. And
yeah.
Was it like. Anyway.
Yeah.
As exciting as. IP, as scary as IP discussions are.
So, we. We're going to take the fake skeleton to use for a shot for Scarica.
Okay, yeah.
You got a trash bag.
So one of the advantages of this being in this place is when you find weird stuff, you can easily convince people that it's all part of the show.
Yeah.
Part of me thought you were going to say that we could eat it.
No. No, you are full up on funnel snakes.
Yeah. All right, so we need to go get a shovel or something.
Okay, that's one down.
Or we could just burn it right here and be
that's
done.
That's not how bones work.
And not unless you have a kiln. I don't think they have a kiln on site.
Well, let's bury it nicely. Yeah.
Well, no, I think if you do burn the bones, that will at least dispel the spirit.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
So where do we burn it? Is there a barrel?
Actually, okay. there is a big bonfire that is near the Scarus wheel.
Or you can go
perfect.
Ash
I'm
going to
throw the corpse in the bonfire.
Yep. Yay.
And as soon as the bones hit the bonfire goes green.
Ooh.
And
got some minerals on there.
Zinc and copper oxide. Yeah. Sorry.
Science. And you see the groundskeeper that gave you the net just staring at the fire and smiling.
I tackle him.
Oh, no. It is the ringmaster's manner. And he's dressed as the ringmaster, so the eyes could have been him.
Sense the unknown. Okay, sense the unknown.
Yeah.
Is that
your
roll?
Nope.
Is that your final answer?
Should we all try in case your roll doesn't go well?
No, we're going to just do one.
I got a 17 out of 10.
Yeah. Oh.
You're sitting at 5.
Yeah, flip a chip.
I think flipping a chip for this one. We're in danger zone right now.
You absolutely sense the unknown because when he, his eyes start to burn in the same color that the fire is burning.
Do I see this?
Yeah, sure.
Do I recognize this as the
same?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
Nate, I think I found the guy that you found.
Oh,
Yeah.
Okay, I tackle him.
Did anybody bring our squirt guns?
Okay, go ahead and give me a close combat roll.
Oh, no.
Nope. That's 49 out of 55.
Okay.
I just made it.
Let's see. Resistance. Four. Oh, 14.
Guys. What?
You tackle him, and he goes, but by the time you hit the ground, he's gone.
Aww. Did he poof gone?
Yes.
Mm. Okay, do we go to the Ringmaster's Manor next?
We gotta go, I guess so.
Well, we gotta go take care of his bitch ass, so let's go to
the... If I saw him in there, that's probably where he's tied to. Yeah.
Bring some buckets. Does it work the same for ghosts in general? Proper burial and or destruction of corpse thing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Can you burn a fire corpse boat?
Maybe if we get them wet first. Douse them and then burn them.
We could break them in half.
I think we can probably throw it in the fire.
Yeah.
I think we're overthinking.
Once we find the actual corpse.
We are probably overthinking. Yeah. We'll try and see
all
what
right,
happens.
To the manor.
To the murder house.
Well, you almost get to the manor.
Damn you, Rob.
Because when you hit the sort of the gateway leading up to the manor, standing in front of the manor are half a dozen skeletons.
I tackle them.
Animal skeletons.
Oh, no.
Standing? Like alive standing?
They are standing. It's weird. They're standing, looking up at the manor. Like they're getting ready. They're waiting.
She can ask them to help.
And then one of them turns to look at you.
I pick up Zisu.
Zisu's growling like hell.
Okay, buddy.
Well, are you going to do it? Says this voice from this lion skeleton that you don't see a tongue or mouth or anything.
What
What am I doing?
You're going to destroy Andruchi.
Yes.
And then we're going to finally take over the island.
We're gonna do that.
Do you really want to take over an island in Wisconsin?
This has been my home for 60 years, and now it will truly be mine. You've already destroyed one of us.
We'll destroy all of you.
So you can be free?
Free.
Free falling.
Freedom.
Do I look sad?
Well, you ain't got no facial features, so I can't really tell.
That's a fair point and well made.
Oh, boy.
Thank you. Who are you, exactly?
I used to be Vern Carson.
A lion?
You recognize that name because of your previous history and research. It is Vern Carson was the guy who organized the animal side of Carnival Island.
Are all of you Vern Carson?
We are Legion.
We are Book Club.
We are all
fucking cat.
I love that we actually did a jump cat scare inadvertently.
Cat just ran into the boop.
At least it was thematic. We are talking to a cat.
He looks embarrassed.
Which one is that?
Salvador. Okay, ghost of Vern. Okay, I'm okay.
Carson.
I was Vern Carson. The bones that you burned were Eugene Burgess. And the ones that you're going to get are Tony and Drucci. We are the three ghosts of Carnival Island.
But there's only three of you? I thought there'd be like 50.
We're the three ghosts that run this place.
So you're the three ghosts we need to destroy. Because, man, we've taken down werewolves, we've taken down hags, we've taken down all this crap. We'll take you down too.
Oh my God.
I hope you do.
Maybe we won't then, because I didn't like the way you said that.
Oh no.
I guess we'll see what happens when we'll see what happens once you get out of the manor.
Oh no.
Well, at least you're gonna let us out.
I didn't say that.
You just showed all of our cards. You showed them the cards that we had. They're shown.
Well, he knew we were gonna.
We could have played it off as the you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of deal, and now we can't.
With a ghost?
Yes, with a ghost!
Let's just get more
lots
cards.
Lots of animals like scritches.
Young lady, I've been waiting for you to return for a long time.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I remember you.
No, you don't.
And your little friend. Who do you think chased you off this island in the first place?
A lot of ghosts.
I can't wait to taste your flesh.
I'm gonna kill him.
Ew, what? Ew, what?
But first, you're going to deal with Andruchi.
Okay.
Do it well, and we'll let one of you live.
Well, thanks for the advice, Captain. Let's go and burn this fucker.
Any tips on where he is?
Somewhere in the funhouse.
Oh, I hate funhouses.
You've been exceptionally helpful.
Hold on. Does he know?
Probably in the mirror maze.
Ew.
Everything's always in the mirror maze.
That's true. I would say the ball pit. The ball pit is the worst part of any funhouse ever.
I just imagine the skeleton going, wait, I need to check if I actually know.
Everyone remember the one at Wizard Quest?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
No.
We found a lost pair of sunglasses in there.
We lost my keys in there. Not the right trade. We found five lost, like, sunglasses, somebody's watch, a wallet, and Tommy's keys. We cleaned that out. They should have paid us for sanitizing that.
You'll just have to find out for yourself.
Okay.
I didn't expect it to be that easy anyways.
So what do you do?
How many stories?
Dive in. Let's go in so we can at least get away from the lion corpse and then, and then chat.
Okay. So you make your way into the Ringmaster's Manor.
Do we get ready with our, like, ghost stuff? We brought, like, salt and stuff, right?
Did we?
Please tell me we brought salt.
I assume if you want to bring salt, we could have brought salt.
Okay. Guys, we can just go to the popcorn place and get salt.
I mean, that's sorry, true. We just need to the borrow this entire thing of salt. No. Okay.
Listen, I won't sorry. Tell.
I mean, do we Cindy, know that the salt even works?
I won't tell Joey that you're sleeping with Alex if you give us this thing of salt.
Do we know that salt even
sorry
works?
Sorry for sidetracking
us. Well, as they make their way into the Ringmaster's Manor, we're actually going to cut away.
What will happen in the Ringmaster's Manor? Will the popcorn salt be useful, or was it a stupid diversion? Find out next time as Theater of the Mind players present Chill.
Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of Chill from Growling Door Games.
If you liked what you heard, please seek us out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and or Twitch. Links can be found in our episode description. Please, please, please also subscribe, rate, and share wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we truly appreciate it.
If you're a fan of the current MCU films, Teen Titans, Spider-Man, Batman, what have you, you're in luck. We're playing Masks, a superhero-themed RPG by Magpie Games, and we're live-streaming it January 16th, every other Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Central. We're having giveaways, and we have cool artwork that was given to us, so please, please tune in.
The music you heard tonight was Hell Loop Ween by Lemon Yellow Haze from the album Ghost Notes. The link will also be found in our episode description.
Join us next time for a podcast and chill.
Or a podcast about chill.
Because, do you get it? Because the game is called Chill.
That was supposed to be a funny joke, but we're not hip.
Nope.